I've been joined in studio by a cast of thousands. Well, actually three people. Yawn Musical Society, which have been putting on shows for many, many years, they're putting on another show, and it's starting next Monday, May 6th, at the Mallarts. That's entertainment. Now, that can cover a whole multitude of shows and plays and performances. I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Valerie Hunt and Karina Broderick, who are on the committee. I know Karina was a former cast member. I don't know why she's not a current cast member. But I've been joined also by Frank Maloney, who is a cast member. So all in unison, guys, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. So, Valerie, I'm going to start with you first, as you kindly requested off air. Before we start talking about That's Entertainment, Yawl Musical Society have been entertaining people for many, many years here in Yawl. Give us a little feel for the history of the society.
Sure. Dara, I suppose this is going into our 26th year, actually, believe it or not. We exist because of one man and one man only, of the Blessed Dominic Collins, a native of Yawl who was put to death for his faith. And there was an anniversary of Dominic Collins being put to death many, many years ago. And the parish priest at the time, who was Canon John Thornhill, he asked Edmund Fitzgerald to write a pageant. And in 1992, the late, great Edmund Fitzgerald, God rest him, he wrote and produced Dominic Collins' Soldier of Christ play. And the play ran for two nights back in November 1992 in St. Mary's Parish Church here in Yawl. And Edmund Fitzgerald directed the play. And we had so much involvement from Yawl. We had the Yawl Brass and Reed Band, Cultus, to name but a few. And the whole parish got involved, choirs, etc. It was a roaring success, and it gave the people of Yawl who were involved an incentive and motivation to put something together. It was obvious that, I suppose from a theatrical point of view, the talent was obvious, and the camaraderie, they had great fun, and like I said, it gave those involved just an incentive. So from there was a meeting convened at the Holy Family Church in Yawl, and there were approximately, I wasn't there myself, but what I'm told is there were 50 plus attendees who gathered together, and because of the positive experience that came about from the pageant, and unanimously they decided to form a musical society with only one problem: they had no money. So
that always helps.
It does. Well, so from there, the parish priest, as I said, I mentioned him, John Thornhill, at the time, he spearheaded the fundraising. And Edmund got Carrigan Shore. They were called on board by Edmund, and they met with the local group here in Yawl. A plan was put in place, auditions were held, and it came about from there. Edmund was our first director, and Finbar Hannan was our first musical director.
Well, what's very interesting there, Valerie, you talk about Dean Thornhill. He was our administrator in Cove for over 30 years. And before he moved here to Yawl, he was very instrumental in the setting up of the Cove Community Theatre. And the Cove Community Theatre, I know John Daly is your director for this show.
Correct.
That's where John would have started out in his fledgling days back in my own day with the folk choir, but which also was part of Dean Thornhill's good work in Cove. So, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that when he came to Yawl, he obviously could see that there was a need for an expression of talent and a best way to do it than, you know, doing something about Blessed Dominic Collins, which he has a huge role to play in the life of Yawl. But since 1992, you've gone from strength to strength. And I'm looking around the room here, and I see Karina and I see Frank. You know, your testimony to the great work that was started out, you know, way back then.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
So, Karina, tell me, how did you get involved? I know you're a nurse by trade.
That's right. That's right. I suppose I was a cast member in the chorus many years ago for two consecutive productions.
I love when people say, you know, they're very modest. We were only in the chorus, you know, we were only in the background.
That's maybe a reason why I'm now on the committee. And I suppose more recently, I was a cast member in 2016 in Trip Down Broadway, and then in 2017 with Frank in Joseph. Mm-hmm. And then I became a committee member this year, and I suppose that gives a totally different side of things. We would have totally, I'd say, as a cast, underestimated the work involved in fundraising behind the scenes and the mammoth task that it is really to put on a production every year. It's a huge, huge undertaking from all the committee. And we do have great, great support from the businesses and sponsors locally, and with the cast and family members. But it's a very different ball game, really, being part of the committee. There's an awful lot of coordinating. This year, That's Entertainment is a show which has excerpts and pieces from many different shows, which brings its own challenges, really. It, I suppose, means we have a very, very big cast. We have, I think we have 21 children, 27 teenagers and 14 adults. So we have all age ranges from 10 up. It also involves a huge number of costumes, which for my sins I have undertaken to organise. Ignorance is bliss, because I really didn't have any idea what I was getting myself in for, but in for a penny, in for a pound, and we're halfway there now. I think hopefully a lot of the hard slog is done, and I'm sure it'll be very rewarding to look at it on stage next week when everyone
I can identify with you there, Karina, because I've been lucky enough to have done two stage shows in the past, Superstar and Philadelphia Here I Come. And Frank, you'll probably be able to agree with me on this. As actors, you know, there's a pressure on to get your lines right, to get your lyrics right, but it's the organisational side of things. When you know, as Karina's quite rightly said, sometimes as actors or as players, you underestimate the work that the committee have to do in the background to make sure that there's full houses for ye guys to go out and take the applause.
Well, I have to say, I'm relatively new to it, but the committee have made it very easy to get involved. They give you a time to turn up. You turn up. They tell you what time you're going to finish at. It's great. I work and I've got kids, so I'm not under a lot of pressure. I'm not hanging around. They tell you exactly what you're going to do. They let you know what's expected of you. And as I said, it makes it an easy and fun thing to do. And I've met a lot of people through that.
And what got you involved, Frank?
Well, two things, really. My next-door neighbour, Jimmy Murray, he was always encouraging me to get involved in drama. He's involved with the All Little Theatre, but
you do have that face.
Yeah.
Are you the villain?
That's right, yeah, always. I am in my house anyway, but I went up then with my daughter. She was auditioning, and I was just asked, would you mind belting out a song? And I did, and they asked me to join, so That was
fantastic.
My first step, yeah.
And I noticed that Dominic Finn is your musical director, who I recorded my last album with. And it's funny, this day, 8 years ago, I released my last album with Dominic.
Right.
So he's down here. He's just, a maestro when it comes to music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm looking at some of the stuff that's been mentioned here, some of the musicals, that the clips that'll be taken mm-hmm. from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Billy Elliot, Mary Poppins Returns, The Greatest Showman. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the greatest shows that has come out in recent times. Mm. Some great belting songs out of that. This Is Me is one of those that, you know, jumps off. So, I mean, the fact that there's children involved, teenagers and adults,
yeah.
It's really a family atmosphere. So for people that are going to go along to it, there's going to be something there for everybody.
Well, I'm on with my daughter. She's in the show as well, and I know there's a couple of parents with their kids too. And it's a great way to get involved, you know. I think all the kids there really enjoy it, and it's a happy place to be, you know. It's a happy area to work in, and they let them sing and dance, and you dress up. So, what more do you want as a kid?
And you know, often people that go along to be in the audience, they forget the bond that has been created with the cast and with the crew. I mean, this is taking months, weeks of preparation. And I've always found that after the closing night, there's almost a sense of letdown, almost a depression comes in. Is this it?
There can be. I suppose it's 3 months. I mean, people are committing for 3 months, which is a very, very long time. And as Frank said, you know, we have fathers and daughters on board. I don't think Frank is alone there. I think he is. We have Paul Sweetman
That's
there.
Right.
And
I
won't name them all now, but we have Ger Harty. We have mothers and daughters, Ger Harty and her daughter, Karina, and so on. And it's just so beautiful to see the families, you know, the next generation getting involved. Ger Harty, back to her, she played Maria back in 1993. And 26 years later, to think that her daughter now is with her enjoying it, every minute of it. It's phenomenal.
It really is a fairy tale, isn't it? And it's a good news story, and it's a feel-good story, because God knows there's a lot of doom and gloom out there in the world at the moment. But to have something like that that you can be proud of, that you own in your own community,
you
and you're preparing to share it with others.
Yeah.
So tell us, Valerie, it's going to be running from the 6th, the next Monday, it's opening night, right through to Saturday, May the 11th. Give us the details. Where do people get tickets?
Perfect. You know? Okay, so this is my shout out for Cree, the Fitzgerald family. They have been so good to us. Really, I think from the beginning, since its inception, I think. And they sell tickets for us all the time. So tickets are for sale there at Cree's Card Shop. It's running from the 6th to the 11th of May, starting next Monday night at 8 p.m. sharp. Adults, €15 a ticket, and children under 12 euro, and must be accompanied, children under 12, by an adult.
And I know now this is quite a rude question to ask, but what about OAPs? Are there...
I don't think we didn't think of them. We didn't. But that's something that maybe we need to
consider. We can come back
consider.
To you on it.
Yeah. I just said I'd throw that... Concessions, that sort of thing. Yeah.
We come back to you on that.
But I tell you guys, it's great value for €15. I mean, a show like that, with the work that goes into it, the costumes, the sets, the music, everything, you wouldn't get that sort of entertainment anywhere else for just €15. And I'd be saying to people, you know, it's a great night out. And it's a night with your community and meet your friends and your family.
And the cost of running the production, it can cost us up to between 20,000 and 25,000. That would be the average cost of the show. And I suppose... we could do it at a budget, no problem. But we, at Yall Musical Society, we aim for a very, very high standard. And that's what we're about. I think anyone can put on any show, but it's standard, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And it's the live band makes a huge difference as well.
And I knew it was a high standard from the moment that Valerie stepped into the studio. It's not the first time I've spoken to her. And she expects a high standard in studio as well.
She's a hard taskmaster.
Well, guys, look, I'm just out of time now, but I want to wish you the very best of success next week. Just to remind listeners again, That's Entertainment. It's going to cover and feature so many shows, favourite songs that you'll all know. And I'm sure, like any good show, people will be, you know, only too delighted to get involved and sing along with songs that you already know. And if you don't, stay quiet and listen to everybody else. But it's running from next Monday, May 6th, right through to the 11th, 8 p.m. sharp. Doors open, I presume, around 7:30, down at the Mallard Centre. And tickets available from Cree's Card Shop or from any member of the committee. And Valerie, you want the last word?
I do indeed. Just to thank, sincere thanks to the business and professional community. Only for them, we could not run a show. They're always willing, even in the recessionary times, they supported us right through from the beginning. And again, just thanks to all our great friends from Yall Cove, who've been a huge support to us in terms of fundraising. And finally, our hard-working committee. I know Karina mentioned them, but they are amazing ladies. And we have one gentleman, and we have 4 new members. It's great to see fresh blood. But thank you so much to the committee. They're phenomenal people.
Well, Valerie, thank you.
And cast.
You see, this is the danger when you start naming people, you'll forget somebody.
It is.
Don't forget the sound engineers either, because you'll always forget them.
And for CRY for promoting us.
Absolutely.
Well, look, we're part of the community. We're delighted to lend a hand. Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. Valerie, Karina, and Frank, best of luck. As I say in theatre, break a leg.
Thanks very much, Tara.